the bond and all breath Brajvasi.
Oh, tell you, what happened then?
Only by this innocent boy he told and he followed. Nanda Baba followed and we followed, Upananda told. So we will have to test the result.
They blame Nanda Baba and Krishna.
Yes. That we have done blunder. Now where to go, what to do? But there was so much water, they cannot move here and there. And they quickly went to Krishna. If you have done like this, we have only obeyed. Then he used to tell Govardhan Giriraj that he should save us now. Oh, quickly, Krishna answered. You should bring your all utensils, everything on bullock carts. Bullock carts should come. With all your cows, all your children, Gop, Gopi, Apri, all persons also. And quickly they came, and quickly, in a second, anyone could not see that how fastly Krishna took us on his finger. There became a very deep, very, very deep peat. Govardhan was 7 miles high and 7 miles also.
Deep.
And
14 miles
long. Very high. So when he took, that became a very big, like peat, but no water there. If animal dig only 14, 15 yards down, water may come. But when he took Govardhan, very easily, like a lotus flower like this, nothing. And he called all Brajavasi, all cows. Especially, Krishna was at the age of 7. So gopis were not married. All gopis, Vishvanandani, Radhai, Lalite, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Tungvidya, Induleke, and all came. And Krishna was taking this. All gopis, the friends became so worried. How Krishna alone can bear the weight of Giriraj Govardhan? They quickly took their dandas, sticks, and don't worry, my Kanhaiya. Oh, you should take rest, we are taking. But Radhike and all other gopis were so much worried. They get their sight under Govardhan. Govardhan, we will punish you. And you should be on our eyes glance. Don't have any weight on Krishna. So who was lifting that Giriraj Govardhan? Actually, not Krishna. How? Power always becomes in left side. So left hand, and in left side, this is, that is not Krishna. If he has taken Giriraj Govardhan in right, then we should understand that Krishna has taken, lifted Giriraj Govardhan. But Krishna never. To show this, he did. And Srimati Radhika, power is Radhika, Krishna is not power. So Krishna is manifested with power. He has all powers. So he thought like that. At once Srimati Radhika took Govardhan. For Srimati Radhika, what is Govardhan? Whole world, lakhs and lakhs world. On his wish she can take. So this is the majestic power of Srimati Radhika. Without Radhika's power, Krishna is like zero, nothing, like Nirvishesh Brahma, nothing to do pranam. Who will do pranam? Anyone is not there. Nothing to pranam. So Radhika lifted it. There were first chance, they came together in front of Krishna. This was the main reason that Krishna lifted, that all Govardhan Vasi gopis will not tell anything to their daughters, and they will quickly come to me, and for 7 days we will together. That is why. So first time, all the gopis, when a little Kishori gopi, not Kishori at that time, at this age of 6½, 5, like this, all. Lalita was only at the age of Krishna, and all were somewhat less than. And all 7 days, Indra began to throw hell so much, thunderbolts, and he wanted to to smash the Raj Govardhan into pieces. But it has been told in prayer, what? Saprishta hastam bujasau kamarje sukhanu bhote rati bhumi vritte mahendra bajra hatimapya janan govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. All. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. Govardhano me dishatam. Telling the prince that, O Giriraj Govardhan, when Krishna lifted you on your finger, you became so happy. You are realizing so much happiness that even Indra was throwing his thunderbolts, so much. But what he was thinking? Like that, very happy, like eating. Nothing was done. Jatraiva Krishna Vishabhanuputra Danam Grihitam Kalaham Vite. Sute spiha jatra mahatatahasi govardhanome. Krishna sometimes used to block their ways where in Dan Ghati, and quarrels between gopis and Krishna. Krishna wanted that you should give some tax here. And they used to tell that, why tax? This place is mine. Then gopis, and especially Lalita, used to tell, is this property of your father or grandfather or grand-grandfather? From where you collected? So this is not your property. This is my property. How this is your property? Because this all property is of Vrindavan and she is my wife. They began to clap that you are so liar and cheater, Vrinda cannot marry you because you are black. In Braja, any girls does not want, or any parents, to give you marriage their daughters. So now you are thinking that all girls are my wife. So Vrinda, you think that he is your wife. We are calling just now. They called Vrinda. In front of Krishna and all gopis were there. They asked Vrinda, have you married this black person, black boy? No, I don't know him. Who is he? Never, I cannot do a mistake like this. She is like, she wants that, tells that all are my wives here, but no one wants to marry her. So I am not his wife. Then they began to clap. But Krishna was so
clever.
Tricky and clever. No. Really, she is my wife. And this is my property, you have to give. Then they gave something, little
card,
makkhan and everything to Krishna. One day, like this, oh, Krishna used to do daily like this, we should give a lesson to him. One day they caught all, Lalita Vishakha. First they catch hold of Madhumangal, and this sticky was tightened in the trees, branches, and all, and they began to do all were so much afraid. They told that you should promise that never we will do like that. Madhumangal told that I am promising I will never, I will have no friendship with that black person. And thus all the gopis to Krishna, and forcibly they put a lahanga to Krishna and chundari from out this ear, and his cups, hairs were so they did like choti, and gave here sandur, and like a lady, and they gave some vessels of pots of yogurt, and Lalita gave him. And Krishna was covered, took bath with that, and all gopis were clapping. Oh, will you do again like this? Krishna said, I will not do. Then you should beg pardon in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna did, oh, Radhika, you should forgive me. So, this is in Govardhan. Govardhan is Sakhi.
Evidence.
So, Govardhan should be pleased to us. That we can realize this very sweet pastimes of Gopi, Gabhi, Gobas, and everything. I think Govardhan will hear our praying, and he will sprinkle his mercy. After 7 days, Indra became saw that, go, anyone, and see that there are there anyone saved from this? He went there and saw what elephant?
Airavat
came. And he saw that, all are saved. Not a, even a leaf of tree has been dropped from his tree branches. And he went to Indra and told that, oh, brother, all are so happy. Anything is not damaged. Then he thought that, who is he? Actually, he is Parabrahma, our Lord. Then he knew that, he is certainly our Lord. Then he went to Surabhi. We have done puja to that Surabhi, the mother of all cows. Where? Not on Golok Vrindavan. Some manifestation of that Surabhi in this world, in Golok. One Golok there, one Lok here. Like one Vrindavan here, like Vrindavan there. And Indra began to apologize and tell that, oh mother, save me. Otherwise, Krishna will ruin us. You should come with me. And Krishna ko prasanna karo.
Please,
Krishna. Then she came, and Ganges water from there, so much milk and ghee and everything, what we did abhishek here. She came, and she came to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, oh, Indra is my like son. So you should forgive. For sake of to please Surabhi, Krishna, somewhat not wanting, but even he forgave Indra. And Indra kept Krishna name Govinda. Govinda Devaki.
Jai.
I am not Govardhan. I have no connection with these cows. I have false ego, that I am Lord of all. But actually, Giriraj Govardhan, Krishna is Gopal, is everything. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is Govinda. He supports and nourishes all Gop, Gopi, Gabhi, Govatsa and all Gopi Mandal, Golok. I am not anything. And after that, they return to their places. Gaur Brahma. It may be that Indra began to, Shankar prayed to Chakra that you should save, otherwise all Gopi and everything will be finished. So Chakra came, and seeing Chakra on the seventh day, on the number, Indra quickly ran away from there. And Chakra, then he may be that Narayan or more than that. Yes. What is the time now? Seven. Then drama should be done. And from today again, I may speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. I wanted to do more. But anyhow, it was so good. If anyone has come here, joined this, and he has participated any way, Guruji Govardhan will be so merciful to sprinkle the jugal love and affection to them. Then, any kirtan? Namami nandanam danam. And you should try to... Matukiya? Meena, where is Meena? Haridas Thakur will be so pleased and he will request Nityananda. And then Nityananda Prabhu will be mercifully, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will know the will of Nityananda Prabhu, all will be excused and all have Krishna Prem. So I am requesting all those who are not following all these principles, you should try to very strongly don't take mine. I have heard from devotees, so many disciples of Swamiji, lacking of association. Now they are returning to the same point. Now they are taking drugs, wines, becoming more lusty, and so many bad qualities in them. So, I have come ordered by Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, to remind you all. And this play, not play, only to remind you all. Especially those who are playing this drama from today. Be pure as Nityananda Prabhu wanted. Then, if any effect will come, if anyone teaching anything to devotees, but if he is not pure, not qualified, his teachings will be very
effectless. No effect.
No effect. It may be for temporary effects. So the gurus were not qualified to teach, and if they are teaching anything, don't take wine, don't take drugs, don't cheat anyone. They can listen for a moment, momentary results. But if you will be like that, yourself, not taking wine, not anything, no smoking, no drugs, no pyaaj lahasan,
onion, garlic,
then all the devotees are bound to follow this. So my request is that we should again come in the same time as Swamiji came here. You should think that Swamiji is here. And you should again be inspired like same time. So he has sent me to see, or they are following me or not. So when I will return, what I will tell? So if you are promising like that, then I will go and meet him and tell, oh, I am happy, I am satisfied, all are following you and always remembering, always keeping you in your heart and your words. Gaur Praman. Oh, you should do Kirtan all and Jagai Madai. After that he told that from now we will not do anything wrong. We are taking promise for this. And they began to wash the ghat.
Banks.
And
bank.
Bank of the river. And the ladies who were not going there in fear of Jagai Madhai, Jagadananda and Madhavananda, when they heard that, oh, they have been changed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. Now again they began to see him and to take bath on Nagariya Ghat where Jagai Madhai was going. And they were cleaning. How cleaning? Pruning the ghat, clearing the ghat. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari. Nitai Gauranga Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga Gaura Hari.
Nitai Gauranga Gaura Hari.
Dayal Nitai, Hello, Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai. Hello, Nitai, Gauranga, Gaurahari. Hello, Nitai, Gauranga, Gaurahari. Hello, Gaura, Gaura, Gaurahari. Bolo Gora, Gora, Gora Hare. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Gora Hare. Gora Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hariva, Hariva. Haribo, 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 Anita got a Haribo, 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 Haribo. Anita got a Haribo.
Started. Yes.
You are explaining sixth slow. Hare Cheta Pruddhat Kapatakutinati Bharakhara Charanamutresh Natva Dasi Kathat Atmanamabhita Sadatangan Darvagi Dharapata Prima Bilishat Sudam Bodhos Natva Smakunitarang Mamutasu. I explained that he is telling to his mind, O mind, be careful, very careful, and listen me very deeply. In the mood of following, practicing, don't take bath in the urine of donkey. But I see that you are doing so. So don't do like this. Obey me. And just try to do bath in nectar. What nectar? Nectar, that is love and affection to Krishna. If you are serving him with love and affection, like Brajavasi, especially in the mode of gopis, then you are taking bath in nectar of that. And then you will be happy, and by that I will also be happy. So make me happy, you should be happy, and let whole world be happy by this. Now, you are taking bath in that urine and thinking that I am bathing in nectar. You are like senseless, no sense at all. Like a drunkard takes so much wine and he falls in the any drain, very dirty Indian drain in Mathura. Not American. Mathura drain. If you will anyhow fallen down on that drain, then you will be like hawks. Very dirty. But as you have drunk so much and your body is everywhere burning, but you are thinking that I am very happy. So, what is that kapatakuti nati? Kapata means
duplicity.
And kuti nati? Both.
Diplomacy.
No.
Hypocrisy.
Kuti and nati. Bengali can understand this. Don't do ku. Ku means bad things, unwanted things. Don't do ku. Ku means all kinds of bad things. Society. Drinking, bad society, drinking, making merry, to associate with Vishayis who have no faith in bhakti, not serving Krishna and his associates, telling lies, all are ku. No? And na. Na means not. Like not to do. And you are doing bad things. No? So, you should give up. Here he is telling you, what is duplicity? Duplicity kapatta? What is duplicity? He is telling that bhakti sadhak are of three kinds. Understanding? Very deeply you should try to understand and follow. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs births you cannot do anything by only chanting. And if you are not following, that is why Raghunath Das Goswami is giving his association by these teachings. So you should think that we are associating with Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is giving some teachings, so we should follow. So, sadhakar of three kinds, swanishtha, parinishthit, and nirpeksha. Swanishtha that those who are in beginning following and they want to practice bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dashashakhatman veda, nine kinds of bhakti they are following. But there are some defects in them, duplicity in three. What? Swanishtha. They are following bhakti. Those who are following bhakti, but vidhi nished or varnasham dharma. What is vidhi? Means rules and regulations. And also what is not to do, prohibited. They have nothing to do with these things. Nothing. They can only do Radha, Krishna, conjugal bhajan. If anything of varnashram is help coming in that, no harm. But they don't look and see all these rules and regulations to be followed or not to be followed. Only totally following Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami's or Srivas Acharya and Grihastha Bhakta, like at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following them. No. Or don't disturb anyone. Keep it. Please keep it. After class, you can do. Otherwise, all mood will come here. So, they have given all these things. They have never to care for that. Where we are doing falling or not falling. But totally following one ended ananya rupena. Radha and Krishna, Braja Seva, they are doing. Second are parinishthita. That they are punished who are following bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, all. But they also follow varnashram dharma, rule regulation, and what not to be followed. They are not following them, and what to follow in varnashram, they are following. But only these are helpful or favorable. No? Not all rule, dress, regulations and everything. Only they will follow which are favorable for Braja Bhakti. They are parinishti. Both are Grihastha Bhakta in family life, married life, both. And third is parinishthita, nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means they have given up their worldly life, totally. In the line of Rupa, Raghunath, Arjuna, Goswami, renounce order, not renounce order, but brahmachari, but no family life. And they have totally given up householder life. Any ashram or any mutt or anywhere. They are doing bhajan totally. But in them there may be some duplicity. It may be that they don't know, but anyhow, there is a duplicity. What duplicity may be there? He is telling. First, Swanishta. What is the definition of Swanishta?
That's what you
said. I told.
Yeah.
Don't see. Please.
Swanishta is one who is following the nine candles of Bhakti, Shravan, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, etc. But when it comes to Varnashram, the rules and regulations of Varnashram, he does not care for them at all, but he's one pointed towards Vajpati or Rupi.
So first he is telling, now you can tell what I told, Ram Vijay Prabhu, Ram Vijay Manu. Quickly, what I told. Who can tell? Can you tell? You should ask me question. And in the meantime, you will be prepared. Where is? Oh, what I told?
Explaining what is a Swanishta Sadhak. So the Swanishta Sadhak is doing bhajan, following Saurav Kirtana, Vishnu Sparta, the Angus of Bhakti. And his all endeavors are to cultivate the mode of unalloyed service, Aikantik Bhakti, to Radha Krishna in Braj. And so he never thinks about the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. He has no consideration.
But he will not go opposite to that. Any lady devotees among? We can tell. No. Then I become hopeless. You should tell.
What everyone is saying.
Again, you should repeat. No, I'm not telling that. Raganugar, Upanugar, not. But what I told, Swanishta, what is the meaning?
Swanishta means a Kantiki Bhakti, you're doing all Navana Bhakti, and you're not caring for karma or akarma, but you won't go against karma, but your focus is only on Radha Krishna.
Okay? Now we will see. Very carefully, because among us it may be like Swanishta. Swanishta Sadhak, they may tell that we are practicing that kind of bhakti. And they may be engaged in sense gratifications. How? They are doing bhakti, but inwardly engage their senses in all other things. Only the face, the claws, Tulsi Mala, Tilak is like Swanishta, but not actually following. Or they will tell that we are doing, but always engaged in sense gratifications. They do not engage themselves in the service of Nishkapat Bhakta. They never engage themselves in the service of those who are high classes of Vaishnavas, those who have nothing to do with duplicity above them.
Unpretentious.
they don't have any relationship and they don't serve sincere and advanced
devotees. Who are free from duplicity.
Eh?
Who are free from duplicity and material desires.
They only tell that, oh, whether he has been initiated by my Gurudev or by in with me or any god brother of me. In broad sense, we love this. Anyone told me that you are not in ISKCON? I told him that why I am not in ISKCON? What are the rules and regulations that I will adopt, then I will be ISKCON, in family of ISKCON. I want to know the rules and regulations. And I want to totally surrender. So what are these rules and regulations? Oh, we ISKCON have that one should chant 16, at least 16, rounds. I told that I chant 64. Then they told,
that is why you cannot join.
I'm fighting rules. Then I told this anything more? We should follow four basic principles. What are these? That not intoxications. You should treat all the ladies like mother, like sister. Oh, I do this. Totally, from beginning, from my birth, I am doing this. And no gambling. Never I don't remember that in my so many previous lives. You bought something.
No wine.
No wine and cigarette and everything. Oh no, never. Also I tell that from 45, 46, I'm chanting. And from beginning, like this. Now I sometimes fails to chant 64. But at that time I was so punctual. Sometimes 3 lakhs also I have done in my before life. But now, due to preaching, writing and all doing so many things, I cannot. But on Ekadasi I try to do more. So I'm chanting from there. May I be member of that? Oh, bona fide guru should be there. Oh, do you think that my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, was bona fide guru or not? Yes, he was bona fide guru. Then why you are not in that? Then I will have to give up my Gurudev initiation, I should be your disciple or any disciples of ISKCON who may fall. I should take initiation from them. Then you will admit me like ISKCON, or what are the rules special? I want to know. Oh, I will think. So these are kapatata. You should not think like this. Anyone who has surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, or any offline, and he is chanting, so observing, no offenses, no duplicity or anything. He may be in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He may be in the line of any of Noha. But we should have to think whether he is Sahajiyar or not. He should be qualified guru. Whether he is disciple of Swamiji, whether he is disciple of Pujya Parshidhar Maharaj, Shauti Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, or anyone, I can admit any those who are shish of Swamiji know her, if they are not duplicitous, or they are above, but no doing offenses, not criticizing. If what to speak of the disciples of Swamiji's of Swamiji, even fourth generation is there, I will do pranam to them, if they are so qualified, chanting in this way, knowing all established truths, then they are. So I request you to be like that. Don't have any line, no wall. We are also thinking that we are in same family of Gaurachandra family, Mitai family, Narottam family, Rup family.
You asked also, is Rupa Goswami in his
school? Oh, I asked him also, do you think that Rupa Goswami is in his school or not? And Narad Goswami? Oh, he began to do.
He said, yeah.
He will have to think whether Rupa Goswami is in his school or not. But I know, I have a strong belief that Narad Goswami, Brahma, all are in
ISKCON.
So don't
be confused.
Confused in this. Anyone who is in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami doing bhajan like this.
So collection for ISKCON. They are in ISKCON.
I don't want to criticize anything. I want to know that you should know the principles that who is Vaishnava, actually. Who are very strongly have belief in Mahaprabhu chanting. Whether he is not any disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, even anyhow coming in the line of Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, or anyone, Tilak may be some change, no heart. In Shyamananda Parivar they have some like, no?
Yes.
What that thing? Nupur Chinna. No heart. So we should go internally to see who is devotee and we should try to follow them. So those who are not serving that class of Vaishnava, but they go to Vishais and rich persons and beg that. Yes, Asana, give me $1, $2, $10, you should give. Not doing this. They will always go, leaving mud center, preaching center, and they will go to rich persons where they will take so delicious foods and all other things. So they are duplicitors. They will, in India I have seen that there are so many devotees without order of any mud commander, they take a family which is richer, rich family, and they take them into this parikrama. And serving so much, not serving like Guru, more than Guru. They have never serving Gurudev, any Vaishnava, but they will serve them so well, day and night. Oh, what you look at? What is the problem? May I bring water? May I do this? Always. So, we should not do like that. We have some honor, more honor, love and affection and service to pure devotees. Our shakta se adhik arthadik me vyastarana. What we need for our guru seva, Vaishnava seva, Thakur seva, center seva, preaching center seva. Not we should be engaged ourselves in always making money. What we need for the service of Gurudev, we can do. But don't always engage yourself in making money. Then your pocket will be so heavy, and a churukahat will come, itching will come. How to expand? How to expand? How to expand? Very big problem will come. So don't do like that. Whether grihastha or not grihastha, grihastha not should not engage that. Oh, I should be crorepati. And after that, and one day he will die with nothing, zero in hand. So don't engage yourself. What we need for Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Thakur Seva, we should try to do, but not more than that. Nirarthak aur anitya dhandho mein agraha rakhna. Nirarthak, but useless and anitya. Temporary. Dhandho me agrara. To be excited in all
this. Emphasize on the activities which are useless.
And temporary.
What?
Futile and temporary.
Get it to his father. Oh, you should go to your mother. Ajar, keep silent here. Sit down. Boliye. What is the meaning? Nirarthak aur anitya dhandho me agrara rakhna.
Having great enthusiasm for futile temporary enterprises.
Don't be. You should engage chanting, but in lower stages, beginners, always they should engage in association of good qualified devotees. And hearing more. First hearing, then kirtanam. Not kirtan first, then hearing. Shravanam, then kirtanam. If you are qualified and perfect in hearing, then you can chant perfect. Otherwise, not. No? So don't engage yourself in these things. Nirpeksha virakta sadhakon ka besh banakar jad pratishtha sangrah ke liye prajit. Those who are householders. Sometimes they make themselves like Tyagi, renounced person. They
took
saffron cloth, so lamba lamba tilak. Lamba means
big
and so heavy. And sometimes they think that I have become renounced. Sometimes I have seen some devotees in daytime with a danda sannyasi and in night time pants, shirt, hat, coat, boot, everything so suited. No, we should not do like this. Why? To make money and for jad pratishtha.
Material prestige.
Material prestige. We shouldn't give any importance of prestige. We should keep it in our what? Rasoi ghar mein.
In our
kitchen.
Kitchen in four. Don't. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Don't go towards that. Always be very tina dapi suni chitaru rapi sahishnu amani manadena. Give proper respect to Vaishnavas according to their stage. Don't have any wish for to be praised. Never. It is very much obstacle in Krishna Bhajan. So we should try to know all these things and be careful for these things. Now I am coming to Parinishthi. Parinishthi means he sometimes care for varnashram dharma, rules and regulations. Bahar se parinishthit hone ka dhong karna. What means?
Making an external show of strict adherence to rules and regulations.
But internally they don't like to follow. Kintu andar andar krishnetar vishwa mein asakta rahana.
but remaining inwardly attached to material subjects.
I have seen so many persons like this. Always they engage themselves in sense gratifications and all worldly things. We have devoted our life for doing Krishna bhajan in the service of Gurudev. Why this should come? But these are duplicities. Ananya premi bhaktam ke sangh ki apeksha satkarmi jnani yogi vishayi adi ke sangh mein adhik agraha rakhna. What means?
Preferring the association of philanthropists, jnanis, yogis and materialistic people to that of resolute loving devotees.
Understand? More?
So, somebody who takes to path of bhajan and externally they're showing that they're following the rules and regulations, but internally there's still so much attachment. So it manifests that
they will not serve Gurudev. They will not serve any pure devotee. Always satkarmi. They will go to some Babaji that not doing bhajan. And to karmis and other persons. To yogis. Mahesh Yogi, you know, in India. Have you heard? Mahesh Yogi. They will go there. And Mahesh Yogi will tell that from where you have come. Oh, we have come from ISKCON or Gaudiya Math. Oh, at once go and chant name. Don't come with this. He tells, I have heard. I am cheating all. I don't want to cheat. Because you have come from a real path. And if I am doing, then I am offensive. So I don't want to make. But they will go there. Vishayi. They want to be always engaged in them. So you should not. And then nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means those who have taken renounce or brahmachari, living always in mud to improve. If a brahmachari living in mud or preaching center, serving all Vaishnavas, listening in, always listening Hari Katha, then why will be a tendency taking also saffron cloth? Why will be tendency to marry? Is it improving or decreasing? What is this? But is it improving thing? Anyone should? Not. Are he will be more inspired to give his all time like Gaurkishor Das Babaji Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, always following his Gurudev. Why he will do this thing? And those who are family persons, they will hear all these things. They should improve more. After 50, 60, they can be renounced, no harm. Or after 50, again, new marriage, giving up his chest wife and new one, brand new, and they want to marry again. This is not developing of bhakti. They should be detached from worldly things. They should be attached with bhakti suddha. First, that these renounced persons have false ego that I am very high class of Vaishnava. And then neglect others. Also family men they neglect. Like Lomharshana Sutta. You know Lomharshana Sutta? You know Lomharshana Sutta? Used to give classes. And lakhs audience. All the rishis and maharshis. In them it might be that they were more renounced, more bhakta, more qualified, knowing more established truth, but he used to neglect. Oh, because I am on this seat, so I am more than anyone. If I am renounced, then all are like bogus. I am only qualified. We should not be. Any brahmachari taking saffron cloth or sannyas, they should be more and more deenheen. More humble than anyone. Those who will be advanced in bhakti, they should be more and more humble than anyone. It may be the that Kanishta Vaishnava may be so much humble. But knowing all these things, why he should not be humble? Srimati Radhika herself. Yeah, what?
Topmost
in everything. But he wants to be what?
A deer.
A grass where the devotees are walking, Krishna is walking. He wants to be clouds sometimes, sometimes a river, sometimes cows to hear the sweet sound of Krishna. They want to be, have a birth of Pulindi, meaning hilly tribes. Scheduled cause. Oh, this is humbleness. So we should be humble like this. If anyone is not even initiated, he taking drugs or taking meats also, but chanting name, I will give more honor to that person than any high class of Mayavadi. Satkarmi. Satkarmi means?
Following Varnashram.
Varnashram. Quickly they will give up all these things. They will be very qualified devotees. But they will never be. Then, taking renounce, order this, and with false ego, they think that all sadhaks, all devotees, are bogus. I am only so much qualified. They also collect so much preparations and cloths, watches, golden glasses. Glass will be that, not golden, but frame will be golden. And car not than 50 lakhs.
Not less than.
All kinds of
facilities
should be there. One car will be only to walk, second car will be going to temple, third car will be going to stool or anything. 4 or 5 cars should be. One car for his wife, one car for his son, one car for all others. And though he is sannyasi. So sannyasi should collect very little thing what he needs, not so much. Sadhan ke bahane jyotsi sankarna. Yeah?
To associate with women on the pretext of sadhana.
What is the meaning? Explain.
Means that on the pretext of speaking Harikatha, one is associating with ladies with the spirit of enjoyment.
And what becomes after? Telling Harikatha, Harikatha, and then marrying with her. Not marrying. Oh, so many examples are there. Or telling, I will tell you katha. What katha? Sweet katha of Krishna pastimes with gopis, how alone he was doing any here kunj. Do you want to what kunj? Broom? Oh, yes. Telling all these katha, sweet katha. Then he will at once go to hell. both will go. So, this is now why this is going on, I think. And only to this reason, so many devotees are falling down. We should be very careful. Whether we are grihastha, or tyagi, or brahmachari, or sannyasi. Very careful in these things. Anyhow, where in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, don't meet your mother alone when you are matured. When you are becoming like 16 years old, never meet with your mother, sister, daughter, and anyone, and don't make love, joke with them. Be having so much regard, taking their food dust of your mother. If your sister is elder, like your elder, like mother, and younger, like your daughter, try to honor them. And don't talk in alone. Never, never. But if any critical times comes, that is exception. But with this mood, otherwise he will go down. Hari Mandir ko chhod karke dhan adi ki lalsa se vishay logon ke samip uthna baithna. But
to keep close contact with materialistic people with the intention of collecting funds and donations instead of going to the temple.
Yes. Swamiji has written, anywhere I read, a notice for them that all the devotees should join morning class and evening class. Achha, why he did? Can you tell why this circulation was made? He saw that anyone not coming in morning class, not in evening class. Some are coming, some are not coming. So he has to make a regulation. If all are coming, why to make any regulations? For common person, it has been done, rules and regulations. Those who are don't want to follow, for them. And those who are following, no regulation in Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavat, anything. Those who have taste in chanting name, taste in doing servition, taste in Hari Katha, is there anything rule? If they are following themselves all these things, no rules and regulation. Those who give वैराग्य के प्रति सम्मान अधिक देते हैं और विधि पालन के प्रति अधिक आग्रह के द्वारा कृष्ण रति को क्षीण करते हैं. But
to enfeeble one's attachment for Krishna by attributing importance and respect merely to the external dress and symbols of the renounced order, and by being overly attached to the rules and regulations of renunciation.
Pandit ji, bolo. You? What you told? Don't hear? Bolo.
One may take the cloth of renunciant, and they may be so attached to the rules and regulation of following proper brahmachari life, sannyas life, but not actually going deeply into the real meaning of renunciation, which is to be attached, to get some real taste.
What he told? Yours. Not going deep. Anyone has taken sannyas, and that thing, that I must honor only those who are sannyasi, whether they are fallen. And those who are doing vidhi bhakti, rules and regulations. Not going in internally and feeling deep. What is the meaning of this bhakti? Only they will try to follow outwardly the instructions of their Gurudev. But they don't want to go deep soul. So these are duplication. We should not be like this. From beginning, we should try to obey. We should try to know the main object and aim and object of Guru Varga, Swamiji, my Gurudev and Father. And try to catch that mood. What that mood is? Braj Bhakti only, nothing else. Only Braj Bhakti is that mood. They have come to this world only to sprinkle this. Not Vaidhi Bhakti, not anything, not sannyas or nothing. Sannyas is a nishtha only. Nishtha means I am renounced now, I should go towards sense gratification, not to mixing with ladies. Our ladies should mix with
gents.
So we should try to go very deep. Why we have been initiated? What is initiation? What is the purpose of it? What are the months? How we should do all months? How we should do follow all these things? So they have come only to give love and affection, braj mood to all. Not only all this. Kirtan. Not only doing kirtan here and there. This is not object. By kirtan, you should be also perfect in kirtan. And then to preach. Otherwise, if you are doing kirtan from one gully to gully, yeah?
Streets.
And someone will give you manisha. And you will keep it in pocket. Other will do anything, give. And you will keep it in pocket. And thus, always, oh, he is very good person. Only for this. And after some days, you will quickly give up all these things and go to hell or anywhere else. Those who are doing only this, like outwardly, artificially all these things following, very little effect will be there. So we should try to know all these things and to be careful for all these things. Gaur Pranam. If I have told any harsh word, or anything pinching to anyone, I should be excused. No? I also want to be humble like you, sitting like you, and very humble. Go.
When Sadhu Bhaja is doing operation, then sometimes some cutting is necessary.
Yes, sir. Yes. But I am not so much qualified. I am among you. You can think me like your elder brothers, your friend, only a very low class of sadhana.
Can you sing now?
Ah, Chaitanya, she can come. Come very soon, very soon. Who is she? Oh.
Oh, Thank you.